This week on Clown College.
Do you want kids?
No.
You see, the thing with me is I'm a child.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't.
Same. That's what's crazy. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
I mean, if it happened, you know, yeah. I'd probably be, you know, probably like you. Mm-hmm. I love them, but.
Yeah. Woo. That didn't sound the same.
And it probably wouldn't be the same with me. I probably just
didn't feel the same.
I could be doing something else right now.
You're like, but This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene,
where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
What's going on, y'all?
I'm chug this motherfucker. You ready?
Hell yeah, go chug for it. Chug. Oh, shit.
Yeah, do it, man.
That's a real
I gotta
shit.
Have something to drink on the pod, man.
That's true. That's why I had a second.
Quench my dry mouth.
Shout out Shane Gillis.
Oh, yeah. Hold up. A little applause for him right there, man.
What a story that is, dude.
Yeah. That's a crazy one. Gets the comeback. Smashes. I seen some reports. They were like, he didn't do that well. I'm like, those jokes were fucking killer. The monologue was killer, and he had like two or three sketches. You know, the funniest one they didn't, you didn't see it, did you?
Which
one? I saw the emu dude.
They didn't even air that one, but that was by far like the funniest one.
I saw that five times. Man.
It's like the Liberty commercial. Liberty.
Oh yeah.
And they have that emu detective emu shit.
Yeah.
But he like turns like Training Day on him.
Oh shit!
Okay, hits the fan real quick with that emu, man.
Hell yeah!
I just saw Jamaican church.
Yeah.
And then I saw they made fun of like some shoes Donald Trump came out
that's,
with.
Oh, you know that's real. He really has a $400 gold pair of shoes.
What are they, like sneakers, dress
they
shoes?
They look like Air Force Ones. Yeah.
What the fuck? That makes sense. He
like
was
high top Air Force Ones.
Let's see how they look. See if he got style, man.
Oh, you could have just put shoes.
High tops.
You could have just put shoes.
He's selling different variations.
There it is. Bro.
Oh, shit. Hold up.
Dude.
Wait a minute.
Right?
I mean, dude.
Scroll up.
This looks like some shit that like a... what's his name? Apollo Creed would wear, dude.
Hold on, look at this one, right?
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers. He did not die for this shit, dude.
Hey, I mean, would you rock him, though?
No.
Fuck no?
No, man.
I mean, even if they weren't Trump, they're hideous.
I mean.
But I don't like, I mean, you can't ask me. You got to ask, like, Scott or something, because I'm not a big flashy shoe guy.
No, man. This is not, no. This is not the culture, bro.
Yeah.
That's not
if they're a fly, maybe wear them if they're affordable. They have good like heel support and shit.
Yeah, that's what he should have made. He should have made a comfortable shoe,
bro. If he would have teamed up with the MyPillow guy, and then he has little slippers, like house slippers and shit,
make
they would have collabed, bro.
Shit.
Every senior citizen in the country would have had a pair.
Oh shit! I know I would have been there. Fuck yeah, man.
You big Mike Lindell guy?
No, I'm talking about to give me some of those fine, nice shoes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you on the.
Brandon's very pro Trump shoes, dude. I didn't know this was.
You like those? You
no,
think those?
I mean,
you like.
I'm
them.
Not gonna lie, they look good if you were like going to a boxing match.
They look really like something Brandon would rock, though.
I would wear them if somebody handed it to me. Hell yeah, I'd wear the shit. Fuck it.
He's got that obscure swag.
But I'm not gonna sit here and be like, you know what, Trump 2020, all that.
Well, that one already happened. He can't win that one.
Yeah, true. He did.
But he did win that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about Brandon's shoes on the comments of the, whenever Brandon failed on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, the LeBron Timberland collab.
The love
thing. Yeah.
I love those.
One dude said, DJ Khaled far started. He went to, like, I jumped the gun, and then he was like, I forgot what he called you, but he was like, he had fucking combat boots on.
Yeah. Hey, if they're good enough for our military, dude, they're good enough for
dude,
Brandon.
And they were talking, too. They talking now, man.
Oh, the soul came off? That's how fast you were with it,
man,
dude?
Yeah, they talking now, man. I got to get there. They kind of done.
They done? Yeah. And what they talking, they done, yeah. Probably past done.
Yeah.
Jersey and
I
the
gotta
rafters.
Stop rock. I still rock them a couple times. Fuck it.
Do they squeak when you walk on, like, floor?
Not yet. We're not in that phase yet. We're getting close.
Usually that comes before the... the soul coming off.
I didn't even know until one day I looked down. I was like, oh, shit, well, what do you know? They talking.
Which part? The front part?
Yeah, it was on. Actually, I realized when I got off of stage, I looked down, I was like, damn, we were talking at the same time. It was fucked up, man.
What else happened this week?
We took a trip to Birmingham.
Hey, shout out.
The comedy Birmingham break comics. In mics down there. That's fun.
Great comedy break in. Oh, fuck that up. But comedy break in mic. That was really cool. David Lynam.
Ghost Train Brewery.
Ghost Train Brewery.
Thursdays.
That was. Yeah. Yep, Thursdays. And is then, it every Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Plum Bar afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, our
with
first.
Eugene.
With Eugene. Our first black room. We'll tell you about that in a second.
Oh, yeah. It was a great time, dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, I had a blast. I was fucked up, too. When I tell you, I was gone. JJ was our DD down there. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we brought a road bottle because we're going over an hour.
They brought a road bottle. Well, you know, it's weird when you hit the brakes and you hear shit clinging together in the seat. You're like, damn, there's a whole fucking bar down there. I don't think that's supposed to be it.
Hey, fuck it. At least you hooked up, right?
Yeah.
Any moment, you'd be like, hold up, wait a minute. Road beer. There you go.
Road beer.
And then we get to the comedy break-in. It was a good. Well, they had a pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like,
was
cool. What, like 15 people? Something like that?
Yeah, they were a little abrasive.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want to laugh at first.
Yeah.
No.
They didn't want to laugh at all. Like, the two women sitting next to us were actively like you broke them with the HGTV. Oh, is that? Yeah, is that, I think that was the one. And but they were like, while they were laughing, like they literally were like,
oh my,
like
God.
Trying their hardest not to laugh. I was like, no, it's a comedy show. You can laugh. Please laugh.
Oh, damn. That's the worst, to just go to a show and be like, I am not going to laugh. It's like you have to kind of be into it for it to work.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's like hypnotism, dude. You got to kind of believe in it. That's why I would work on Brandon, because he's so fucking terrified of it.
Fuck that. Never, man. That's just, no. Never. No,
yeah, that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, I would, no. Fuck that. I don't know.
Not sodomy, but.
No. Nah. Wait, what is that? I got to learn what that is first.
Yeah, standards, dude.
Wait, what does sodomy mean? Wait, I got to know what it is. What is it?
You actually learned.
We had this conversation. Yeah.
Wait, say it one more. Okay, hold on. Wait.
Sodomy.
I need to let me search it up. Is it good to search up?
Your history is insane. Okay. Dude. Trump shoes. Yeah, just
make sure you put what is first.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And take it off images. Sorry.
Yeah. Before you put it, just said, take it off images. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's natural disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't switch it to videos.
Okay. What is sodomy?
Juneteenth, was that the first
sodomy? Okay.
You want to read it out?
Yeah. So this is anal oral intercourse.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. A dude at Shag Nasty kept on telling me to search this up. I'm glad I did.
Why
I
did it have it to be my mic, dude?
he was like, you know what it is? No, he's like, search it up. I'm like, okay, I never did. Now I know what it
Brandon,
is.
Brandon, you, well, first off, you did search it up like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just forgot. Damn. Well, now I remember.
Well, who told you this?
Yeah, who was this?
I forgot.
Guy?
It was one of the people, of the comics, one of the people that's local there.
Was it Ace?
I think so, joking around.
That makes sense. Yeah. Shout out Ace.
Shout out Ace. Yeah. I know you're watching.
It was dope.
Paper plate Ace, what I call him, dude. Writes all his sets on those, like. Also, those are the most useless plates in existence.
Yeah.
Flimsy ass, completely flat, no ridges to keep the shit
the
in.
The white paper ones.
My gosh, dude.
One of them can't hold anything.
How many pieces of birthday cake have been dropped as a result of those fucking flimsy-ass plates?
Man. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. Is.
That's why Ace uses them to write down his fucking bomb jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Got to use them for something.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are good.
Can't use them to eat shit with.
No.
Speaking of Shag Nasties, so Tuesday.
Oh, no, dude.
Hold on. Did we finish Burn? No, we didn't finish Burn Hunt Ham. Okay.
Yeah. Plum Bar. The Black Room.
Black Room.
I'll let you guys speak on this.
So we go in there. Eugene, I don't know his last name. You remember his last name?
Levy, I think.
Eugene Levy. He's a Birmingham comic, and he's running the mic, has one eye. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fetty Wap gang. And then he was like, who wants to go first? And JJ is like, me. I instantly was like, you sure you want? You sure you want to go first here?
Yeah, I had a whole plan. I was going to do, hey, guys, happy Black History Month. I'm not black, but I do have a homophobic grandma. Yeah. And I thought that was going to go well, but then I didn't do that, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, I remember you didn't do it. You went, yeah.
It was the way it was brought up, though, man.
Yeah. How did he bring you up?
Well, he brought me up as Eddie Murphy. Because he was also battling an audience member right before I went on, trying to force her to clap. And this went on for probably at least 4 to 5
minutes.
You know, him and this lady just battling each other. She doesn't want to be there, and she doesn't want to clap, and he's trying to force her. And it wasn't the greatest intro.
Yeah.
You know, but I bombed. But that was on me.
Yeah, but like,
it's just a funny situation.
He did it, and he's cool. He's cool. And, you know, I knew what he was trying to do, like, because the crowd was like,
dead.
Yeah, they weren't going, and he's funny, and he's opening them up, and I could just tell instant, like, you got to make them laugh because they're not sitting there. You can't just read your material because they ain't going for that. Like, they weren't going for anything. He was like even trying to interact with them, like, everybody give it up. Oh, you can't clap, but you ain't got no hands. We'll put them wrists together and start clapping, and like wouldn't let it go.
Yeah,
he called you Eddie Murphy, I think 5 times.
He did. Yep.
And I didn't get why he was saying Eddie Murphy.
I think he was trying to make people clap just to say a popular name, see if that would make people clap.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Eddie Murphy's not in the fucking...
It's not that big of a place. You could just look like this.
It's Birmingham, Alabama. Yeah. Anybody with a substantial amount of money is not going there willingly.
Yeah.
I also like how he was doing the different spots. He's like, from Arizona, Alabama. I was like, mm-hmm. That's dope as shit.
Yeah, he said I was from California, Alabama.
Yeah.
Which is probably real as shit somewhere.
I would have said Mississippi, Alabama.
Mississippi, Alabama?
Yeah, with you.
Yeah, I could see
that's
it,
fucked up. I'll take Louisiana. Mississippi's too far.
Mississippi, Alabama, Arab, Alabama.
That's good.
Where would I don't know where the fuck.
Brandon ain't shit. Well, he was waiting for that. Ta-ding.
Oh, shit. There you go. I need to hit that more. That sounded weird as fuck. Somebody use that for a meme. I need to hit that. No context. The fuck?
Why do you say nice. The fuck?
I don't like know. It might work. I don't know.
He sounded like Jake for a second.
Why the fuck did I look around like, oh, shit.
He thought he was here. You get flashbacks? What Jake been doing to you?
Nothing.
They've been exercising and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, dude.
Jumping rope.
He's awesome, man.
Did y'all get butt necking and wrestle?
Each other?
Nah, see, no. That's what is that? That Roman Greco? No.
Y'all didn't do Roman Greco?
No, we didn't do all that stuff. No, it's just normal.
Older man and a younger boy wrestling each other.
Man, I'm used to that. I do. I'm used to that. When I was younger, how did you end that part? I was the beginning part.
How did you start your
Okay, so I was like, when I was younger, I was used to like rolling with people that's way older than me. Like, I'd be 14, going to get people like 13, 36, 40.
Clothed?
Oh, yeah. We were there. Yeah, they were clothed.
That's good.
Yeah.
We were clothed.
Solid.
Yeah.
Very close. That's good.
Have you ever wrestled with somebody unclothed?
Very close.
He's going deep in his bag. Try to remember this.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, probably, maybe.
Hold on. What'd you ask him?
If he had ever wrestled somebody without his clothes.
Well, competitively, no, not competitively.
Why is it taking you so long to answer?
But just recreationally,
no.
Anyway.
Man.
What do you mean don't know?
I feel like
in
the
bedroom, if I'm performing, yes. Like,
performing
like wrestling
what?
Around with me lately, but you know, but like normal shit, like wrestling, I mean, somebody had a shirt off, that was it.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah, you should answer faster on questions
I should.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm hot and sweating, that's not helping. That
but you're like that all the time.
Making it more intense. I'm like, oh, shit, hold up.
You're always sweating,
I
dude.
Know, man. Dude, I need to check that out. Like, if there's a doctor that can help me, let's figure that out. I'm tired of looking like this.
This is the closest thing we have to health insurance, dude. Yeah. Just asking people on the internet, like, please.
Please. Oh, shit. And then, so after you went up, you thought you got the light, but it was him taking a picture with the flash on, which is...
I thought it was quick, but somebody took a picture of me with the flash on, and I thought they had flashed the light at me, so I got off. And I fucked it up even more. It was great, man.
It was good.
It was great.
It was a good time, and then, like, a lot of the Birmingham comics went up, and crowd wasn't going for the first, like, what... Three?
Like first half.
Yeah, first half. And then Jake cracked him. Mm-hmm. Drake cracked the girl in the back that was sitting behind the stage. And then AJ O'Leary went up. And then while he was going up, this dude, drunk ass dude at the bar. And it's a bar with, like, if the bar's right here, he's standing right here, and there's tables behind with chairs. And you know when you get drunk, like you see a person get real drunk and they go on their tippy toes and then go back too far and lose balance? And he fell with his arms out, and he fell so slow. Like, he fell so slow. Like, yeah. It was like, you just hear a woman say, "Somebody catch him!"
Yeah, I just turned around and saw him fall.
I was just watching. It was like a movie scene. Like, he fell. Oh, like shit.
Grabbing
shit.
No lie for like 3 seconds. He was in the motion of falling.
It looked like an earthquake had happened, but it only affected him.
Yeah. Damn, man.
He falls, takes out the whole table, and then AJ did really, really good.
Yeah. Like, I had him rolling on the floor.
Yeah.
Yo, you did good too, Dom.
Yeah. Appreciate it. But after that, nobody had addressed it, right?
Yeah.
Nobody had addressed the dude falling, the comedians who went up after that. So I was like, and like I said, I was feeling really good. Like, I was feeling myself. I was telling Eugene, I was like, put me up there. I'm fucking him up. Just let you know, I'm fucking him up. He's like, all right. And he kept on putting other people up there. Then he put Slayface up. And then when he...
He said it.
He ain't gonna do that. He be talking shit to you.
No, I just can't have that out there, you know. Yeah. It's a possibility of something I said.
See, it's more racist to say he doesn't have a slave face.
Oh, I feel like it's not my position to comment on whether his face is.
I didn't
is,
know we were talking
you know,
about.
You know who we're talking about.
I know now.
Yeah.
I thought about it. Like,
So he was roasting. He, like, I guess he roasts Eugene all the time when he comes up there. And then he didn't do good. And Eugene was like, you know how when somebody bombed, by how fast they leave the club, and you just look out the window because it's a bar with a big ass window, and you just see him running across the street fixing his car.
Looking back over his shoulder.
Yeah, he was like, that shit was perfect. And then so I went up after him, and I was just like, hey, we ain't gonna talk about the fucking guy falling. Because my whole thing was like, I love when drunk people fall, because from the neck below, it looks like a bench player on the NBA when somebody has a big dunk, like they be like this. But face up, they don't do nothing. This is a serious face, and they just stare at you. They're like, yeah. And nothing's better than that. There's nothing. You don't get much better. Like, as soon as I turned around, because I didn't catch him, because I think I was pretty close to him, too.
You were the closest.
I was the closest. But at this point, I'm not going to. By the time I jump off the stool, his face was too funny to catch him. I needed to see him complete the fall.
He just malfunctioning in front of you, and you're like, this is funny shit.
Yeah, I was zoned out when that happened. I was like, dude, I fucking bombed. And then I just hear this lady go, catch him, somebody Same. Catch him. And I turn around, and this guy's falling, and I'm like, that low-key cheered me up. Like, at least here. I'm having a better day than that guy. You know, because first of all, he tried to steal Dom's phone. He was like, is my phone over here? I'm looking for my phone. Did I leave it? And he took Dom's.
Are you all right? Yeah. He's like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You'll just come up and grab. Like, it's like we're sitting at a bar. The bar's like this. JJ's right here. I'm right here. My phone's right here. What makes you think that that's your phone in between me and another person?
Yeah, two random
That you
people.
Were the spot you were never sitting at.
Never.
And I didn't see you sitting at. But he was fucked up.
Yeah.
That shit was funny, though.
That was funny. I was zoned out, too, because that's when I recently got off. I was sitting down and looking, listening to what's name, laughing. I was like, oh, fuck this. I know he's not finna. Oh, well, he
did. Eugene did Brandon Bogus. Did you see the Instagram?
Oh, my come God. On.
Tell him what happened, Brandon.
Okay, so, you know, I went up there, and I was going at it. Wasn't the best night, and he put the worst moment on there, man. It was like, I said my joke, because y'all know the unfriendly fire. Well, I did. I said, unfriendly fire. It was like this room. I said, okay. Now, because the book continued on. I was like, all right, we'll carry on. Like a fucking lecture. He's like, Brandon out here, bro. Shout out,
y'all. That's one of those deliveries. You see a comic go and they say it, and then the light like flickers in their eyes. You could tell their soul just broke.
Yeah.
And he just posted it.
He just posted it.
I was like, shit, fucked up.
Brandon's like, what?
That literally was, and I hear you in the back.
I was there for you, Brandon. Yeah, like, if ain't nobody else gonna laugh, I got you. It's just funny.
Yeah, that was funny as shit.
Oh my God. That shit was good. And then, okay, so now we're on to Shaq Nasty.
Shit.
Shaq
and
Nasty.
And Pleasures.
Well, tell them about Pleasures first.
Yeah, yeah. So Pleasures, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, come out. 7:30 signups at Pleasures Romance Boutique. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romantic Boutique.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They got a drive through.
They got a drive through.
If you're in a rush.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need some lube real quick. You don't want to pop in.
You know their motto? What was it? What was it? Curling toes since 80 or something. Some year. Curling
toes since some year. I didn't know that, but that's cool.
I forgot. That's their motto.
Moto.
Yeah. I mean, whatever that thing is.
Slogan.
Yeah, slogan.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And we're needing some more people at Pleasures just to come watch. You know, we always say weird shit.
Get over yourself, dude.
Okay.
You wanted to go in there before, and now you have an excuse to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's rushing out to get to Shag Nasties anyway. Stick around a little bit after and go look at all the deviant sections.
Yep. You know? And come a little bit before, browse. And then after the show, you go out there and buy what you were looking at. You got time to think about it. The comics are going to say mostly sex jokes, so... You know what I'm saying? It's fun. It's a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Somebody came on last Tuesday. We had it's an older gentleman, older, white, established gentleman, you know. He was with a nice young lady. I couldn't tell what she was. I'm pretty sure she was Asian.
I thought she was more like Latina.
See, I thought that too, but I think she just had lashes on.
You
know, and that can do it.
Similar complexions.
Yep.
Climate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was very young. He was like 60, and she was... You know,
he was full gray.
Yeah, he was full
gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had him a little fox on him. Don't know if she was a lady the other night or not, but it was.
If we asked the Magic 8-Ball, was that lady a hooker? Outcome likely. You know?
Yeah,
not 100%. Not 100%. You know, I take my chances.
Yeah. It was just the whole. Yeah.
Situation.
The vibe.
Yeah. Leopard print dress. You know.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night.
Red.
It was a dope ass.
At a sex shop. In the back of a sex shop at a comedy show.
What I'm saying is, can I get your number?
Hold up. Hey! Because that was good. That was good shit. I love it.
And then, all the Birmingham comics. Well, five Birmingham comics came down. Four?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chase Monty.
Moat.
Huh? Moat. AJ O'Leary, Kenny Powers,
Kenny H,
and
Cole.
Oh Cole Knowles. Yeah. And then we got them out of their Shag Nasties. And then what happened at Shag?
They came over to Shag Nasties after the Pleasures open mic ended, and when Cole went up. He was like 8 or 9 in the lineup. He went up and made a joke about Asian porn, and there was an Asian woman in the audience who that joke really upset her. But I was sitting at the front because I'm hosting. I didn't know what was going on. I went to go find the person who was next, and Dom got me. He was like, hey, man, there's a situation going on back there. You probably need to go handle it. So I went back there, and this Asian woman was talking to Cole about the joke that he made. And she was really genuinely upset, like real tears, like genuinely upset. But what he said, like, that's not something you would hear. Like, you would hear that at any other open mic. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nothing out of the blue. Like,
I mean, it was light.
Yeah, it was very light.
It was very light.
It was definitely like one of his jokes that he's had, you know?
Yeah, he just used crowd work as a medium to go into that joke. Like, so I was just trying to do my best to accommodate her. And then she wasn't having it. And then she went to leave and hit her boyfriend in the parking lot with her car, dude.
Now, not all stereotypes are true.
No, but you know, that is just...
It was right on time. It wasn't on purpose. It wasn't like she meant anything by it. She was just literally couldn't see over the wheel. Didn't turn. Like, okay, when you're backing up, you have to turn around.
Yeah, she like turned. She was like backing up, and she turned into him, and like
she was looking straight while she was turning. Yeah.
You can't do. You gotta do that.
I don't know.
But I love how she was back there. She was really upset. You know, everybody has a right to be upset, but you know, it's a comedy show too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was light. Yeah. Like, and what's crazy is that everybody up there wasn't doing. It's Shag Nasty, so most people are doing like more than not rowdier shit.
I said worse things than Cole.
Oh God! Yeah.
Well, don't do that. Tone it down a little bit. Dial it back a little. I wasn't going up there saying slurs. Dude.
No slurs.
Some people we are associated with.
No slurs.
No, but no, everybody was saying rowdy shit. when Ace went up, I thought somebody was going to get pissed about that.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Nobody cared.
I think it's because how, like, Ace talks. So,
I forgot about this point. When I went back there and talked to her,
uh-huh.
one of her main, like, points of why she was upset, she looked at me dead in my face and said with 100% seriousness, as a conventionally attractive Asian woman, this happens far too much and nobody says anything about it.
That's a wild thing to say.
That's a level of, like, as soon as that came out of her mouth, I was like, okay, I can no longer go into this with logic or reason because this is not going to solve this. This is unsolvable.
Yeah.
Damage control mode. Yeah. Straight up white PR customer service voice, like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I'm going through, like, my work training in my head. It's like, acknowledge, I'm sorry that joke offended you, and I hear what you're saying. You know, and that's not our goal here. Mm-hmm. Intent and outcome, a lot different. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
I tried so hard, and she still hated me, man. It's fun.
Here's some free chicken.
It was crazy because, like, I seen Alex, who's another Asian-American. we could say the other word.
Hey,
I guess it's
somebody
two words.
Did.
Who?
Did you hear about that?
What?
We're getting a little sidetracked. Oh. But what Alex had posted on Facebook and what somebody replied with.
Yeah. Oh, no. I thought you were talking about when they were doing it outside of 805.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he did that, and then Alex posted about it on Facebook. And if you go in the comments on that post and go to hidden comments, Alan left the comment.
Oh, shit.
Alan?
Yeah.
That you have to unhide? I can't even repeat what he said.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, do tell me. I'll repeat it.
Well, he called him, like, you know, the C slur for Asian people. He's like, when you closed your door, did it make a sound?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I had to catch up to what C word was. But that's what they did at 805. I didn't know about this. It's crazy because we had to split off to go to different ways to go to our car. I wish I'd have been there.
I left at that point.
I would have had to fuck him up for him. But they were walking down. I guess it was like three or four young white dudes, and they were like chinkity chonk chonk. Like while he was walking down the to go to his car.
I didn't know that.
And he texted me. He's like, I about hit these white people with my car. And I'm just like laugh out loud because. I didn't know what he was talking about. Then we were going to Jack Brown's to go get some burgers.
I'm so jealous that I didn't go.
Oh, that shit, the Jack
Their
Brown's.
Burgers are small, but they're good.
I've never
they're
had
small,
that.
But they're good. They're good.
Really?
Yeah, size doesn't matter, dude.
Yep. Yep. That's what
about
I tell
what
them.
You do with it.
Well, yeah. So when he goes there, he tells me that story, and I was mad there because I was like, "Damn, I wish I'd have been there." Cause we were there with each other. Like, had to be 30 seconds before this happened.
Yeah.
So I was pissed off, and then he ended up fucking up his door because he slammed it, and he was mad, which is rightfully so. Be mad, you know what I'm saying? Were they gonna say that shit to Alex? And if we was all there,
yeah,
the tune would have changed.
That's just weak-ass shit. If it's a group of four people say it to one guy, and Alex is a smaller dude.
Yeah, he's small. He's not a fighter.
Up.
He'll tell you he's not a fighter. He might look like Bruce Lee, but he's not.
He's got that temper.
He does got a temper.
Short
on.
Temper.
So he might hit you with his fucking car if you guys do it again.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't take any more chances.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If he got too fed up, I could see him hit him like a bowling ball.
Oh yeah,
just pop up.
You don't poke the sleeping bear. Dude.
Hell no, dude. What that is crazy, Alan said. but I ain't gonna lie, Alan gave. He said you can use the joke if you want it, right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
He said you can use it.
Oh my god,
I love Alan.
I do like Alan. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Like he said, he's fucked up, but he is funny at times.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Shout out Alan if you're
so,
watching.
So who on Facebook who hides the comment? Is it like?
I think it's just auto filter. Like if you say certain words, it's gonna automatically like blur it out or make it to where it's behind some kind of like extra security level. You'd be like tap to see this. That's how I know if I'm gonna watch a car crash or somebody dying like on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
It'll be like sensitive video. Are you sure? You know, and then see video, and then an 18 wheeler kills a family of four. You know.
Yeah, they warn you.
I found a page on Twitter restricted videos.
Oh my
dude.
Gosh, dude! When that guy fell off the building and got anally impaled by that post.
Yes. It's like the posts that come out of the ground, like in big cities, to stop you from driving into like a like a walkway. You know, they come up and down, and he fell off the roof and perfectly impaled him, and you could see it like going all the way to it went from his butt all the way, but like it must have ripped his pants and shit like perfectly because his clothes and shit stayed on. Did you search City Post?
And it's so weird how he didn't even like City explode Post or anything. He was just kind of
traffic. It's probably gonna be like Traffic Post. Traffic. I don't know. You guys know. If you don't know, it's just the fucking post coming out of the ground.
Those look like the guardrails on every barn dominium I see. Oh, on shit. Hold on.
Yeah, that one right there.
Which one? That's
but it was a black.
Up,
it was
up
it was
all the way
like
to the right.
Up. Right yeah, with a three.
Yeah, with a three. That one.
They were black.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit went through him.
Dude.
That's got to hurt.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, that's just the sleeve.
Shit. Yeah, but that's the same concept. That's what he fell on. So that like went through his whole body. But this restrictive videos on Twitter is outrageous.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just
like seriously some of the most grotesque brutal deaths.
Brutal deaths you ever seen in your life. One I seen that I felt I do feel bad for, but the one that got me the most was like they were at a bungee jumping. Mm-hmm. They were at a bungee jumping park and like you could tell it was like rapid go. You know, it was like amusement park. You know, it was like rapid go. And then he was like telling her to do all this. And she just put her hands out and went forward. And he looked up. He forgot to fucking clip her
the
in.
Cable.
Yeah. So you don't see her fall or anything, but you just see it. And you hear all the people like, was she clicked in? And he's just like standing there looking up. Like he knew he fucked up.
Damn. She just jumped off and hit the ground.
I had to. Like, unless it was like one of those parks where they have a net. Because it did look like it was established. It wasn't like somewhere you know, every time I see a bungee jump, it's like off a fucking bridge or something with some guys. This looked like it was legit.
Yeah.
So they may have had a net. As jumping off the side of a mountain can be.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. But if I was her, the first thing I'm doing before I jump is looking back and
without
making sure
doubt.
That shit is on me. Or I'm like reaching behind me. I know you probably can't reach that far. But like I'll reach behind me and see if it's there. You know? Or at least get a mirror or something. You know, I'm checking before I'm jumping, dude.
You're like a
I'm not victim blaming, you know. But that I would not be doing that. The one that got me was it was like it looked like some kind of Eastern European circus where this female acrobat was swinging around on this rope and she was doing a move where she like wraps it around herself and then it spins her, but then it wrapped around her neck.
Yeah.
And her body just went limp and she's just like swinging from the rafters. We watched it together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
I remember
yeah.
that one.
Yeah. Oh, crazy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some fucked up shit, dude.
It was.
There's a lot of them on there and I don't suggest anybody goes out there and watches it unless you're fucked up. Like, Mr. Hummer, I can't stop watching it.
It's bad, dude.
It's bad. It's probably bad for me to watch that.
I said, if I see a thing, be like, hey, man, you sure? That's how you know you got to be sure.
Yeah. And on Twitter, they don't give a fuck. They don't give you any warning. You follow this page, this is going to pop up on your shit.
No. If there's no profile picture and emojis in the name, you're about to see something insane, dude. It's going to be porn or it's going to be like somebody dying.
Yeah. They sprinkle a little bit of porn in there, which is weird. Like,
I don't like that.
Yeah. They sprinkle a little bit of it in there.
Then I'm scared it's going to be a porn that like ends in disaster.
Yeah.
You know, like now, this lady dies.
Now I'm in the watch.
No, dude, I can't have those wires crossed. Dude, no. I'm going to stop being a comedian and then become a coroner and it's going to be bad. There'll be a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be buried under the jail and rightfully so. So let's just not even start that path.
You'd fuck the dead bodies.
I'm not saying at this point in my life I would, no. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying people are capable of a lot of shit.
Would you?
What I would do? Okay, so let's say this beginning part.
Okay, let's say you're 70 years old. You're working in funeral home, right?
Yeah.
And your wife has died like 20 years ago, and then you got dead bodies there. Would you bang them?
Nah, man, nah.
No,
nah.
What if they were still fresh?
No.
No,
you're trying to get me.
Yeah, rigor mortis has not set in yet.
No.
Yeah.
They're still, you know.
I don't even know what rigor mortis is. It sounds like Rick and Morty is. So what is that?
No. It's scenario. I think it's here.
A couple years back, I think this was in Morgan County. I think it was in like Morgan County or like the Decatur area, somewhere in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this guy who had just started working at like a crematorium where they incinerate the bodies. And he incinerated his coworker who was taking a nap.
Shut the fuck
like
up.
Like incinerated them.
Like on purpose?
No, I think it was on. It was purely on accident because I don't know the exact details of the story, but I know that this happened. You could probably find it, Brandon.
Okay, so what
like is just it look up worker accidentally cremates coworker.
Get the fuck
North
out of
Alabama
here.
Or whatever. I heard that and I was like, dude, how do you fuck up that bad?
How do
like,
you accidentally
way,
do
that's
that?
That's way worse. Well, I don't know if it's way worse, but it's just as bad as that dude that didn't hook the lady in on the bungee jump.
Yeah.
Like if you
both
you pressed
accidents.
The button to incinerate this
yeah.
person.
Oh, here it is, right here.
It wasn't. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's Michigan.
Oh, damn. So this is not the first
this
time.
This is a common okay. occurrence, I guess.
Okay, let's see. You said it was
Alabama.
Alabama,
yeah.
Alabama.
Jefferson County? County, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
So I was wrong, is. But it was close around.
Let's see.
This is oh, look at hold on. Go down. What?
Whoa.
No, there was no accident here. Okay?
Nah, man, that crazy.
Let me just tell you this now.
This has to
this
be
was
a joke.
Not accidentally.
This has to be a joke.
Oh, hell no. Hold
what
up.
The fuck? Beaumont, Texas.
Nah, he did that.
Oh, wait.
Or is he the one that died?
No, he's not the one that died.
Why would this picture, why would they choose that either way, dude?
Shit. What the?
He killed that man.
No, this
yes,
is
he
this
killed.
Is
he killed,
man.
He killed all them people.
This is Texas, though.
It's Texas. Oh, wait, hold on.
Why is this such a common occurrence, man? Maybe just don't fucking shit. Take a nap in the incinerator, dude. What
yeah,
the fuck?
That's where they're sleeping at, in the incinerator?
I mean,
they have
it's either that or they're rolling them in there.
No. Yeah.
And that has to be premeditated.
Well, he did whatever they said he did. Okay.
Yeah, you don't take a mugshot like that.
I'm afraid. Is
I'm
he out on the street
too? Is he out?
I don't know. There's something about him just so unsettling, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
yeah, that's damn. Man, you see that? You don't know what red. The fuck to do. Like, look a little friendly, but nah, man.
Look hell, a little fruity, bro.
Yeah, fruity too. I don't know. I said friendly, but then again,
would
you get to
would
him?
Would you? Well,
I said he looked a little friendly, but then again, kind of disturbing at the same time. Like he'll be my friend and then kill me the next day.
Yeah, exactly. That's how
or,
I get you.
Yeah, this yeah.
That's
this
how
is
guy,
a trap.
That's how a guy like this gets you.
This is a trap.
Come over, have some beers.
Yeah,
I won't do anything to you.
It's the Dahmer method.
Why the
dude.
Fuck would mm-hmm. no,
come over?
I'm not gonna go.
Shit, let's drink.
I feel like I would have went in there. Hey man,
take this
where the drinks at? Where them drinks at? Oh, you want to cremate me?
Don, nice. This is what you would look like if you were white, dude.
Shit. Oh,
this
man.
Is the white version of you.
Crazy as
damn,
hell.
Damn, man. Damn.
I would probably be like him, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got a similar vibe.
Yeah, you got the hair.
They have no vibe.
No,
like
you got
him.
Better hair, though.
But. You damn right, Brandon. You damn right.
I don't know, dude. Can you do a 360 on the mugshot?
Can he? I'm seeing some thinning vibes from him.
Yeah, he's got a wide hairline.
Yeah, and he's spiking it up.
I've never
to cover
seen anybody
up
that happy, man. He's
I like
happy
that.
As shit. He's gonna have a. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah,
is he gonna have a good time? I don't know.
Man, I don't like how the whitest part of his face is like right here,
yeah.
in, like his cheek, man.
Damn. Yeah, that's yeah. Mm-mm-mm. You wake up and see that right there, you know you're not. You're probably going right back.
And you know
to
he
bed.
Stares at him through the little window they have.
Oh hell yeah.
Oh man, he mm-hmm. likes the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He probably likes the smell of cheese and shit. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's relatively normal compared to the other shit. Said, but, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Italian.
That's
like our guest today.
Hey!
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Alex fuck yeah.
Di Mascola.
Hell yeah. Can't wait. It's going to be a good one. I can guarantee it. This dude's, Jonathan said he was his mentor.
Yeah, yeah. He would never burn you alive in an incinerator.
Wouldn't do it.
Unless it was for heroin, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's a good dude.
That's the only
yeah, thing. Yeah. He's too good of a guy.
Too good.
He's too good of a guy. All right. We'll see you after this.
This week's featured comedian.
By the way, futons are for children and divorced men. If you have a futon and you're over 22 and you're not divorced, get your fucking life together, okay? Jacob here with Utah? Anyone? You do? How old are you? Are you divorced? Get your fucking life together, man.
I'm cold, man.
Yeah, same. Kind of. I have a sweatshirt on though, yeah. So I'm alright.
I just turned the AC on too.
I got goosebumps.
Oh, shit, so we in for a ride.
Damn, Brandon, bro. Get over there sweating and get below.
It's my shit. I tell you, once we get to 70, it's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I feel you though.
Yeah, yeah.
In the winter, he looks like Jack Frost. They just freeze. He looks like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, like frostbite on my forehead.
They break off.
Yes.
Right. Who we got today?
We got a great comedian today. Awesome guy, cool story. He's Italian. He has a family. Ooh. Shocker.
That is a shocker, dude.
A fucking Yankee, dude. He's not from the South.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But I said it, you know. It's in Huntsville's third funniest person.
Third funniest person.
Yeah, not really.
Moving on up. Moving on up.
We got Alex DiMascala, guys.
What's up, guys? Nice right there. Look at that.
Hey, thanks for coming, man.
Absolutely, man.
Always love seeing you around, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. To keep with tradition.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's in a garbage bag. That's how you know it's good, dude.
All I have is bags that are for, like, little children. I didn't want to give you guys any of this fucking thing. Check it out, dude. I don't know. We shit in a different frame, but check that bad boy out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you could throw that somewhere. That's a nice one, isn't it?
Good shit. Look at that.
Just overseeing the whole project here.
Hell
yeah. Dope, man.
That's my favorite type of stuff. Yeah, I love mafia stuff. You should see my room.
For some reason, I thought he had a Monster Energy drink. That's weird.
Oh, dude, that's a perfect picture. Yeah.
Brandon,
man.
Do you know who that is?
Dude, Marlon Brando from Godfather.
Okay.
I love the Godfather. I'm obsessed with it. I have all kinds of shit. So I figured I can spare you guys
he was Italian?
The stereotypical Italian that likes the Godfather, but it is what it is.
You like the first one or the second one better?
The first one the best.
Me too.
Yeah.
But we're like a most people like the second one.
I
know.
Yeah, I love the second one too, but yeah, the first one
Marlon Brando,
You can't beat it. Yeah. You can't beat it.
Brandon, what year? What year did it come out?
Say 1972, right?
Jesus Christ.
1972.
He's so good at that.
Yeah. Dude, I got a model of that car, man.
You do?
Hell yeah. The 1942 Lincoln Continental.
Damn, the one he got shot up in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Now I have a sweatshirt that has a Genco olive oil. It's the company that he built in the movie. Yeah. Genco. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Got those deep cut merch.
Yeah. I'm a nerd when it comes to The Godfather.
Hell yeah. Is that your favorite mafia movie?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, what's my favorite?
Give me number two then.
Probably Goodfellas.
Yeah, I knew. Me too.
That's my number one.
Probably.
That's
number one. Is that your number one? I mean, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I like The Irishman too. Actually, that was a long movie.
But it was good.
But it was good.
Yeah. I love it.
I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen it 5 times, man.
Really?
I love it.
He dedicated a whole week of his life.
It was so good.
The Irishman.
Yeah, The Irishman with, what was it, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci.
I'm going to go watch this now. I didn't know
it
was that
good.
And then
they have that de-aging thing, but you know, it's not that de-aging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should have seen The Kick.
I seen The Kick. I definitely have seen that.
But it's crazy, man. That's a crazy story.
Well, you know, one of my favorites is Casino, man.
Casino's a good one.
I love Casino.
And this isn't Italian mob, but you know, it's a good one. It's over in England. It's Snatch. Do you ever see the movie Snatch?
Isn't that with old buddy with the hair? No hair?
Jason Statham? Statham. Okay. My God, dude. Such a good movie. I mean, that's not Italian mob, but I love any mob movie. I'm in.
Hell yeah.
I was imagining like Peaky Blinders until you said Jason Statham. Undercuts and shit.
It is kind of like Peaky Blinders.
You said it's called, what was it called?
Not that one.
Not Snatch.
Snatch.
I put up this. Hold on, let me show them what that was.
Yeah, Snatch. Dude.
Hold on, let me. Wrong one.
Amy Schumer is the star of a mob
Brad
movie.
Pitt's in it. Brad Pitt's in it.
It'll happen eventually.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's a gypsy. Brad Pitt in it. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's, that's one of my favorite actors right there.
Good dude.
I like Once Upon a Time
Ritchie,
in Hollywood.
Guy Ritchie, yeah.
Oh, what's the weed Guy Ritchie with Matthew McConaughey? I think it was in England. Is it England based?
I don't know.
Look up Guy Ritchie, Matthew McConaughey.
I love Guy Ritchie movies. They're all.
It's newer,
two,
too.
What is it? Two Smoking Barrels or whatever? Or Locks? Yeah. I can't remember.
What's it called?
Locks.
Oh, you can't.
You said Guy Ritchie with who?
Just go to Guy Ritchie movie, huh?
Gentleman?
Yeah, The Gentleman. The Gentleman. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen that one?
I don't think I've seen that
one. Oh, brother.
I'll have to check that out. I'll have to check that out for sure.
Oh, wow. That does look good.
They all killed their, Colin Farrell, I think, has the best role.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, I've never seen that. I'll have to check that out.
Oh, yeah. It's a banger.
I'll check that out, too.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, too. It's like a fun watch.
Yeah.
All of his movies are, though, really.
Yeah, Alex, like, what's your favorite comedy movie?
Yeah. Favorite comedy? Oh, God. Damn, that's a good one. But I might have to say, like, newer, I might have to say Tropic Thunder.
Yes!
Because, that came out and I went in theaters, that was, I've never laughed so hard in my life watching that.
I'm telling you the exact same thing.
It's so funny.
Did you think whenever it first came on that Booty Sweat was a real commercial? You couldn't tell. I was like, what the fuck? Booty Sweat? I'm like, they just make anything now, dude.
I love Jack Black with the Skittles. He's like, well, you think you're the only one that gets fucking instantly doesn't have his Skittles? I love that shit. It's so funny, dude. And then older ones, probably Caddyshack's probably is up there.
Okay.
I love Caddyshack. Those are probably my two.
Yeah, it's good. Two good picks.
It's probably my two.
Tropic Thunder's up
Tropic there. Tropic Thunder, dude.
It's between Tropic Thunder.
Booty Sweat.
Yeah, Booty Sweat, dude.
It's so good.
Hell yeah. It's like Booty O's. You remember that? Drink. Well, you know Booty O's?
Booty O's was the wrestler, right?
Yes, man. That wrestling cereal. You remember Booty O's?
No. Booty O's.
I don't know what that is. Booty O's.
Booty O's.
I didn't get to set the corner.
Fuck you be
store,
eating
man.
For breakfast, Brandon. Booty O's. I'd rather eat Raisin Bran Crunch.
It's delicious.
Yep, see right here.
Booty O's. Look at that.
Booty O's cereal, man.
Oh.
I saw them in person one time.
You saw them who?
Wrestling?
Yeah, it was very disturbing. It was weird as shit, man. They were twerking on each other and stuff.
What? Is that what the WWE is now?
No, not usually. That I don't know. It's a weird day.
All right, Alex. So what got you into comedy?
Wait.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you start up north or did you start?
No, I started here in Huntsville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly. It was always something I thought about doing, but I was just like, it's not, nah. It just never seemed like something real that I would ever do. And I grew up my dad, comedy was just like currency, making someone laugh was like, that's how my dad, he's a real estate agent. He can sell, what's that saying? Sell water to a fucking drowning man, whatever that saying is. That's him. He can fucking just talk. And I'm not like that personally. Uh-huh. I'm not like that. I'm not like a person that goes and is real outgoing and stuff, but. When I started going to Maggie Myers Irish Pub
Maggie's.
At the time, and Matthew Tate ran that mic at the time.
Shout
it was,
out.
What was it called? TGIM Comedy, I think it was called. And I went there for like 3 or 4 weeks straight. Just went and watched. Me and my wife just went and just sat there and I watched. And I was like, seeing people go up and... Some people, I saw Ogre and Raina there. And the first time I ever went up, so I went like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, didn't go up. Finally was like, I think I'm going to try this. I'm going to go up. And dude, my first time was fucking, I got a couple laughs, but I remember Matthew Tate called me an ableist. I made some joke about, something about my... uncle having Down syndrome or something like that. Was an orangutan with Down syndrome. I can't remember what I said. Something really offensive at the time. Like the first time you go up, you just say the most offensive shit because you think it's funny. And I said that, and all I hear in the background is, well, you're an ableist. And I was like, what? I was like, what's that?
Holy shit.
I was like, say it again. And they're like, something about calling me an ableist. And I was like, what's that? And I didn't know what an ableist was at the time. And they told me, and then I was like, all right, I think that's my time. I put the mic down and walked off, and Raina and Ogre came up to me, and they were like, I got a couple laughs right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you're pretty funny. Keep coming back. Like, just keep trying. Like, don't worry about that. I don't hold it against Matthew because it was some just ridiculous shit that I said. I shouldn't have said that. Absolutely. But that's how my first time went. It was not a good time.
I'm so sorry. Brandon looked up abolitionist.
Abolitionist.
And he's looking at freeing the slaves.
Okay, hold on.
That's what you thought it was.
I was trying to do abolitionist.
I would have been happy if that's what they called me.
Abolist.
Ableist.
Oh shit.
Yeah, right there. Oh.
Oh shit! I just took. No. Oh, there it is.
Ableist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, a person with a disability. Oh, wait.
The fuck?
Discrimination in favor of able-bodied people. Yeah. That's what I...
Is this a new
that's
word?
That's what I was that night.
I don't know the origin of the term. There used to be a different word they called these people.
But, yeah. So I after my first time, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this again. Like that, you know, I got a couple laughs, but then how it ended just like erased all the good that came from that set. So I was like, I don't know about this, but they, Ogre and Reyna really.
Hell yeah. So you got to have people like that to come up to you and be like, hey, they saw something and you're like, you're funny. Yeah. You just keep on coming. It's your first time too.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm grateful that they did that because I probably, who knows, I probably wouldn't even have walked back in there, to be honest. But
well, we're glad you did. Can't wait till you start coming back out,
dude.
Hell yeah.
Start hitting
hell
these. Yeah, but you did a show not too long ago.
Yeah, I did a show 2 weekends ago or something like that, and that was at Low Mill, and that was I don't think I bombed that hard in like a year and a half.
But you went in there cold.
Yeah. It's all right, though. It's all right. We're going to try getting back out here soon.
So who else was there with you? Because they were telling me everybody was bombing.
Yeah, it was me, Sci-Fi, and Leanne Treese.
Yeah,
and,
so Sci-Fi told me that.
It definitely was. You know, it's not the crowd's fault. It was me, 100%. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely a older... My material was definitely a little... they were not expecting it. Let's say that. Yeah, they were not expecting my material. So
you should have seen me on Thursday, man.
Oh.
I ate the biggest plate of shit in an all-black room in Birmingham.
Oh, dude.
I volunteered glorious. To that, go first.
And that hurts like, even worse, doesn't it? When it's all black and you want to do so good. You want to impress everyone, but it's just fucking... That's the worst. Dude.
They weren't having anything though.
No.
Like the host Eugene, you know him, One Eye. Eugene.
He did like he did like 5 minutes in between every.
He
comic.
Did. He, oh yeah. Because he would like fuck with the crowd. He'd be like, why ain't you laughing? Yeah. Y'all smiling, but y'all ain't laughing.
I'm not starting till we clap.
Yeah.
You gonna clap?
Damn.
That was right before I went up. He's battling a lady in the audience, trying to force her to clap.
Yeah.
And he also brought me up as Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't get like, that. Hey guys, I didn't get I'm Eddie Murphy.
Sounds like a fun
I don't
guy.
Get that. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Eddie Murphy.
He was trying to trick her into clapping.
I see it.
This time I don't see it.
You said you watched the show, so you know Brandon probably really does
think. Yeah, I know. He's like, wait a second. Let me check this out just to be sure.
If I shaved my head.
I don't know that guy. Man, no. I don't know Eugene.
No, he's cool, though. Yeah. He's cool. Yeah. He's really cool.
He's cool. This is my first black room, too, since I started stand-up.
I don't think I...
Same here.
I'm trying to think of, like... If I've ever done a room that's been like, you know, there's been rooms where it's more black people than white, but I don't know if I can say I've been in like an all black room.
This was all black. Like,
yeah.
The only white people there were the comics. And like all the Birmingham comics, they even said they were like, we eat shit there every week, but we just go.
Yeah.
And that's good shit.
That's how it was at Maggie a lot of times, Maggie Myers. It was just a lot of just eating shit nonstop.
Uh-huh.
Just like, all right, yeah, I guess we'll do this again next week.
Yeah, Maggie's. So I've been there. You did it in the front stage, right?
Mm.
Did they set up chairs in like where the dance floor is?
No, there was just the tables.
Okay,
that,
just the
yeah,
tables
just
that
the
are
tables
already there.
That are already set up. Yeah, that's what they use. Mm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's a weird spot to do it then, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. There's some nights that were good, but for the most part, I mean, there's people there. They weren't there to hear comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a biker bar. People are like, most of the time, they're just not wanting to hear the bullshit that we're up there, you know, spewing. Uh-huh. So that's all right, though. Those are the rooms that, what they say, all the comics say, they make you better. So,
mm-hmm.
True. Come out to Shag Nasty's on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m.
See, hell yeah.
I can't wait. There's so many new mics that I just haven't done yet, because ever since the kids, like, I just haven't seen any of these. I cannot wait to get out to them and see. I mean, you guys are all running mics that I haven't.
Yeah, Pleasure's so. right before Shag Nasty's on Tuesday.
Yeah, that one's interesting.
That's the weird. Pleasure's, hey, that's where you get fucking weird.
See, that's cool. I definitely got
a man that was clearly with a prostitute last
week.
Yeah. Really?
Clearly. Yeah. And like we were like,
gotta love
fur coat and everything.
Somebody asked him how long have you guys known each other? Like 2 hours. We met at a bar 2 hours ago.
That's so amazing.
Came to Pleasures.
See, and
that's wild.
It's crazy because, like, that dude probably wouldn't just say that to anyone, but in a comedy scene, in a setting like that, he probably felt you can just be, you don't give a shit. Yeah. You can tell
because
all
we don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We chilling with you, man. Happy. Hey. Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
So, do you have any room stories, like a crazy thing that happened when you were at a mic or a show?
Ooh, a crazy thing that happened at a mic or a show, other than being called an ableist. I don't know if I can say that anything crazy has happened yet.
We'll get you there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just got to keep going to them. It'll happen, mm-hmm. I'm sure, but yeah. Anything crazy, other than men yelling shit at you, mm-hmm. Yeah, that I had a show in Decatur. It was the first time I met men, and that was an interesting night.
What she hit you with?
That was an interesting night. What did she call me? No, definitely called me a bitch a couple times.
Black bitch.
But yeah.
Black
and bitch, then yeah. Like, I had a couple things where I was talking about. I forget what I was talking about. Like going to the gym or something, and right in the middle of it, like I do a pause and then like do like a joke. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a pause. And right at the pause, she goes, "Fuck you!" I was like, "All right, yeah." Man.
And that's it. Completely, you can't go. Like, it's hard to go back to the joke.
It is hard to go back to the joke. But I'll tell you what, she keeps us all on our toes. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. That's kind of cool to have, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because most people are. I don't know if there's a lot of people with Tourette's. Like with her, how bad it is.
Yeah.
And we get to deal with that like on a regular basis.
It's awesome. Great she's practice. So awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
And she's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
We were at Stand Up Live and I had just had this new joke and it's a pause like you said. Mm. And we were sitting together. I was like, man, I'm going to need you to not say anything during this pause.
It feels like she waits for the pauses. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, wait a second. Every time I pause, you got one locked and loaded, dude.
And she has some good material.
She does. Yeah, she does.
She's really funny.
She really does.
It's almost like Tourette's gives her great comedic timing.
It does.
You know, like mm-hmm. right in that lull, she'll hit you with a black bitch, go back to China, and you're like, you know what, you're right. I didn't think about it like that.
Maybe.
Oh, man. So how much time do you have in stand-up comedy?
When did I start, or how much time material-wise?
No, like, when did you start? Like,
I started literally at the same, basically, probably like 2 weeks before Sci-Fi and Jonathan.
Oh, shit.
So, okay. Right at that same time, I started then. Literally within 2 or 3 weeks of starting, my wife got pregnant. So, wow. Like, I found this thing finally. I was like, this is my thing. Like, I want to do this. Like, I'm going to put all my time and energy into this. And then she got pregnant, and I was like, motherfucker. But that's a great...
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Hold up. Yeah. A little applause.
I love my children. I fucking love them to death. But it definitely makes it trickier. That's for sure. Now, yeah. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
On Jonathan's episode, he said you were one of his inspirations for starting.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's crazy because that just doesn't even make sense to me in the slightest. But
you can tell.
I appreciate it. I appreciate his kind words. I love Jonathan to death.
Oh yeah, Jonathan's the man.
I love him.
Absolute man.
Yeah.
He makes so much happen for us comedians here.
I've never seen anyone work so hard. It's crazy.
Yeah, and this is his hats hobby. Off, man. You know, this is his second job. Mm-hmm. But he treats it like a job, like a business.
And he just had a baby, and he still does. Like Dude, I look at him and it's like, I look up to that dude because me, yeah. I got to take a step back for a second when I have kids, you know, like it's too much for me to do all of it. Like I hats off to him, man.
Yeah.
I look up to him too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He's
crazy.
6'5".
Tall dude.
Tall ass guy.
Very tall.
Yeah, dude.
So. But whenever, like, because we only met a couple times, but whenever I saw you go up and I had no idea who you was, soon as you, by like a minute in, I was like, oh, he got the juice. You can instantly tell when somebody's like, oh, this guy has got it.
Well, I appreciate it, dude. Yeah. I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you guys.
I saw you at the first ever open mic I did. It was the first ever comedy show I went to, and it was a stand-up live open mic, just March of last year, less than a year really? Ago. And I saw you go up, Ogre, Alex Z, Jonathan, Jalen. I saw them. And I remember you, and I remember you did the smack to smacks.
Oh, joke, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like dying because my mom's in AA. She's really involved in the awesome. Recovery community.
That's awesome.
And I remember telling her about that joke. Yeah. But yeah, yeah. You were there the first time I did stand-up. Yeah. And I always remember that.
That's
but
awesome.
Then I didn't see you again until I think the Huntsville's Funniest Competition.
Yeah,
yeah,
what,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I came out to OBTX.
OTBX.
OTBX, and I fucking ate shit at that. Because it's so hard to, like, when there's five people in the room, it's like, damn, dude.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I bombed that day too.
Yeah,
dude. Brandon was there.
Yeah. So
we
brutal.
All did.
So brutal. But yeah, that was yeah. That
who
was,
ran that mic?
Who ran it then?
It was Tim. Tim Kelly.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Tim Kelly.
I think
it also. I think Scott used to run it at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Which one did you get through at?
I got through at Shenanigans. I won the.
Yeah, I was there for that one.
Yeah, I won the $100 and got through. Nice. On, yeah, and then I told him after that, like I had what was it, the semifinals and then the finals, and I was like, I told my family, I don't want anyone going because, like, I didn't want any. Buddy there to like just be able to load the vote.
Yep, I know.
I
exactly
felt like that was just like I didn't want to be viewed as that person like loading the. Mm-hmm. So
move.
I made sure no one came because I was like I don't want to be.
I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't accept it if it was like I knew I you know padded the vote. I just couldn't do it. I would tell my friends like if you like saying if we went there and like you were clearly had a way better set than me. And if you vote for me, I will get mad at you. If I'm in this final, I will get mad.
Yeah,
at you.
I didn't want it to be like I just come because already I feel like this. Not that I'm a fraud, but a little bit like you know I haven't been going out as much. Mm-hmm. You know, with the kids and everything, it's hard to say. Like I can't sit here and say like I'm a comedian. Like in my own head,
comedian.
Right?
You're
like that's what it's just hard to because it's like I haven't been there enough. I'm not involved as much as I used to be. So right now, so it's like hard to be like I'm a comedian right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have that always in my head going. So I was like, no. None of you are showing up because I'm already. You know what I mean? Like I don't want there to be any like this dude just comes and gets. You know, everyone to load the vote and him win 500 or whatever it was, $700 or whatever. I was like, no.
Oh, damn.
It's a testament to your talent. That you didn't get anybody showing up. You still made it to the final.
Still made it. Top three.
Hell yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. But also, there was some people that weren't included in the competition that probably would have, like Scott Easton and stuff. He was in it. He would have fucking rolled. Yeah. Steve rolled, you know.
I don't know because, if, like you said, no matter how good somebody would do, if somebody padded the vote, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah, that's true.
Scott couldn't compete it. They couldn't because they were putting it on, right? Him, Kim, and
well, no, actually, Scott came to the Shenanigans one that night, and he just got there a little too late. He didn't get within the 20. Remember, there was only 20 slots.
Yeah.
So he and that was the final like preliminary round. So he didn't have another chance to be in it. But
I tried out at a boxcar. When I tell you, a bomb.
Yeah,
it was the look of disappointment from the crowd. They were like, I ain't gonna lie. What was my first joke? It was
sucking mustard gas out of Jewish people's lungs.
Yeah. So it wasn't the most welcoming opening joke, but I also didn't know what I was doing back then. And this one woman, she just went like this. Like I said that, she went,
oh, damn.
And then once I felt like that, I was like, oh, clearly I'm not gonna win. So I just leaned into it and did all of my worst shit. And then, like faces like that.
Yeah. In the beginning, disgust. You always go with like the most offensive right out the bat. Like that's how. I mean, it just seems like that's the every comedian when they start out. It's like let me just throw this crazy shit at you. The first sentence that I say, like,
take you all the way off guard.
Yeah. Kind of like testing the crowd, right? See how they react.
Well,
where do they do the mic at? Boxcar now because I know
it's still there
but it's at the is it in the in they do it on
the main stage the like soon as you walk into the left
okay all right that's what
where they used to do it.
Well I know they were well I guess it's the winter that's why but they, I guess they do it outside too don't
I've
they,
been I've been in one outside I like
okay
it.
Yeah yeah
that was the day I got pink eye dude
oh yeah yeah, yeah.
I had to leave because my eyes started swelling up unbelievable it was just a week straight of people asking me oh were you eating ass
yeah clearly
Oh, dude, I just had I just had pink eye like a month ago.
You did?
Yeah, from my kids, dude. I had pink eye. Oh, yeah, bro, kids. You don't have kids. We had...
Not that I know.
My kids had RSV, the flu, COVID, pink eye. This all happened within... It was all back within a month and a half. They got all this shit. It was fucking brutal. We were in the ICU with the young one. Dude, it was a mess.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Kids get sick.
Ruin your life. Yeah. That's what they do. I love my kids. I do.
There you go.
That was pretty much on time. Yeah. Almost there. Who cares, dude? Yeah. We're having fun.
So we like to talk about second chances on here. I'm one. You know, I was a bad kid. I did a lot of fucked up shit. Maybe some drugs.
Maybe a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
Maybe arm robbery. We don't know.
The verdict's out.
But I love having people on who have got second chances and does a lot with them, because everybody needs to know it. You know, it's not the end of the world. As long as you're still living, as long as you're still kicking.
As long as you're still. Yeah. And these days, shit. Doing drugs these days, I don't know if you'll be living very long.
Yeah, fitting on.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I got out when I did. Hell yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've had my history with drugs, that's for sure. I've been sober off heroin. Not sober, though. I smoke weed here and there. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, mom, don't watch this. I've been off heroin now for going on 5 years.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Good shit,
thank
brother.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
I want to ask you this as somebody like, so I was in jail. I went to jail a couple times, maybe six times. Well, whenever I whenever I watch TV, like I love watching 60 Days In. Mm. Do you like watching what's the one called?
My Strange Addiction?
Yeah, or something. Yeah, right.
I watch those. Yeah, and 60 Days In. I love 60 Days.
Oh, you
In.
Like 60 Days
oh
In? You
God, see this new
Beyond dude. Scared Straight, dude. It's my favorite one.
I love it. Yeah, and I met. I met my wife in rehab.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you guys probably didn't know that one. I don't know how much you guys know about rehab, but finding the love of your life is not what they advise you to do. So that is not what they advise. But I saw her coming in shaking, and I was like, that's the one. Right. That is the one. I can save her. I'm 6 days sober. I can save her.
Yeah. So, you're the veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yes. And now you're married with
now
two beautiful
I'm married,
kids.
Two kids. She's been sober longer than me. I had to keep going out and give it a couple, you know, give it a couple college tries there. And she put it down though. Yeah, we've been. I mean, it's been amazing ever since moving to Alabama. I love living here.
Mm-hmm.
I love Huntsville, dude. This is such a great place to
right.
To
yeah, it's live. Nice.
Small town, but you got the city too.
Mm-hmm.
Like small town feel, but you got the city.
Yeah, and it still gets cold in the winter, but you have like these moments where it lets up a little bit, you know, like you get your days of 60 degrees here and there. Like I can't do cold winters anymore, man. I lived in Maine for 2-3 years. I lived in Maine. Yeah, dude. Oh, wow. Dude, a weekend you'd get 12 inches of snow. Like I'm done with all of that.
What is no Maine like?
White. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know it's extremely white. Yeah.
White in more ways than one, dude. Very white, Maine. But yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's beautiful, actually. I lived in Portland, Maine, which... you know, you got mountains close by driving distance, and you have the beach close by driving distance, and the city was beautiful. I mean, it's an awesome place to live, but those winters, man, I can't. I'm done with freezing winters. I ain't doing them.
The wind chopping too?
Oh.
Nice.
Terrible.
It's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, terrible. But
that's like almost Canada.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Canada's right there. I mean, It's right there.
But you were born in Pennsylvania. Did you live there most of your life?
I lived up until. Yep, I lived in Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Which I don't know if you guys heard of the Amish.
Uh huh.
That's where most of the Amish in America are.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
They get rowdy.
And Hershey, you know Hershey chocolate and stuff.
Yeah.
Hershey Park. Uh-huh. I lived like 20 minutes from Hershey Park. So.
Oh okay. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Yeah. Right in there. You know, Shane Gillis lived like where he grew up, like 30 minutes
from where you were.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
Mechanicsburg. Wow. It's like that area. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right outside Philly.
Okay. Okay. I always tell people I like Pennsylvania whites. I do. I don't know what it is. And like Thank a lot you. Of them, like a lot of them, did you know, like, did you know a lot of mixed races whenever you were there? Yeah. Or whenever you were living there? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, I have one of my best friends is from Pennsylvania. And,
yeah.
And they all, you guys all are cool. I don't know what it is.
I appreciate it. I'll
take it, dude. And they say, like, take it. That's where the brotherly love is at and
all. Yeah, mm-hmm. City so of brotherly love. Yep. Right yep. up Philadelphia. That's right.
Went to school in Hempfield, right?
Hempfield. What the Hempfield. Fuck? Hempfield how the hell do you know that, dude? That's crazy. Yeah. Hempfield. You know Hempfield?
Yeah.
That's where
yeah.
I went to high school. Yeah, are you playing with me?
You no. That?
You played soccer there, didn't you?
Yeah, this is crazy. What are we talking about right now? Yeah, I played soccer there, dude. Yeah, won a state championship, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't all state. I was all county.
Some, yeah. Second team all league.
Well, that was my look at, damn, dude. Yeah. That was my sophomore year. Or junior year, maybe. My senior year, I got first team, but they didn't put that in there, did they? Fucking cocksuckers, dude. Second team, what are we talking about? I was first team, man. Come on. And a state championship. Got the gold, baby.
Hell
that's
yeah,
right,
man.
Dude.
What'd you play? What position?
Center mid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does center mid do? I know you got the Gunners, right?
The Gunners.
What are they called?
The Wingers, bro.
Strikers?
What are the ones?
The Strikers?
Strikers.
Okay, Strikers.
Gunners.
First of all, dude.
Dom has a soccer team on his shirt. Do you know what soccer team that is?
That's I had Real no Madrid. Idea this yeah. was a soccer. I
Real
had this
Madrid.
For
yeah, dude.
Yeah, look him up. Yeah.
Right, Ronaldo see. Played for them.
Oh, yep. did
yeah, yeah, Ronaldo. David
Beckham.
Yeah.
How you spell that?
Yep, Beckham. Zidane. Huh? Real Madrid. R-E-A-L. Madrid. Yeah, right there.
There we go.
Yeah, that's see? Dom's favorite team right there.
Dom's favorite
that's
mind.
Dom's favorite team, dude.
I had no clue that this
is. It also looks like it's glow in the dark.
It does look glow in the dark. That's kind of dope, dude.
It was on sale.
Hell yeah, dude. Fat Kids deal.
Hell yeah, Fat Kids deal. Shout out.
Hey, it's cool, man. I got like a real like jersey from Florida. I don't even know what team it is, man. It's like blue and black.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Florida? Is it
Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando. They have a team. I can't remember the name of the damn team, but it's purple. Is it purple?
No, it's blue and black.
Oh, blue and black. Blue and black. The Philadelphia Unions.
Mm-hmm. The Magic?
I don't know.
It says maybe something like United something. It has a cross on it.
Blue. Yeah, I mean, like a Florida Christian Academy soccer team.
Who knows?
You still keep up with soccer?
Not in the last couple years. But I used to. I was big in the Premier League stuff. Mm-hmm. I liked watching that. Yeah, that's
I watched.
Fun to watch.
I watched the World Cup.
Oh yeah.
I didn't like how the penalty kicks were. You know.
What do you mean, man?
No, like I don't think it was the penalty kicks. The overtime rule. The overtime thing where they all got to shoot in the goal, and then you just had the goal. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it
yeah.
seems like it's,
penalty kicks.
Yeah, it seems yeah. like it's too easy.
Yeah,
that's part of it, man.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it puts too much stress on the goalie. To stop everybody this year.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole thing, part. Right? Like most people make them, but if that goalkeeper can stop one or if they, you know, I guess that's the whole
stop two and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I watched when England and the United States played. I was like, we got to win this one, dude. I think we tied.
Well, I'm surprised because England's a pretty good team. But yeah, I love watching soccer. I don't keep up with it much anymore, but yeah, it's fun.
You watch any other sports?
I can't believe you know all that shit.
We have a guy.
We got a guy.
We're gonna put that graphic in right here.
That's our research guy.
I watch some basketball here and there, ooh. But I don't follow ever since kids, dude. And which is crazy. Like I feel like I don't have time to care about anything anymore.
And
like,
they're both really young, right?
Yeah, like yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. 1, 2, and then 4 months.
Whew. Oh damn!
And I just feel yeah. It's like, I know the war in Ukraine's bad, but I got way too much on my hands, dude. I can't worry about any of that shit.
No, all right, Brandon, fill him in, dude.
Fill him in on what?
The war in Ukraine.
This could get bad.
Oh, look, see, I can't really. I don't know what.
Don't worry about me neither.
You know what's going on.
Hell no. No.
Dom didn't even know what was going on in Afghanistan.
While I was there. Had no clue. I still don't really know. What were we doing?
Protect these poppy seed fields, dude. Don't ask questions.
Oh, fuck.
I always tell people, going to Iraq. Now, Afghanistan, I could see, like, because you had to get bin Laden. But Iraq. We had no reason. We was just kicking in on people.
See, I would have never served, but I would have, if I did, I would have wanted to be with someone like you. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I would have had. That's why I used to tell, because I hated them sergeants who'd be like, you always had to do something every second. No. Tell your soldiers. I'd be like, hey, bro, get this shit done and make sure it's done good. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll let you go.
Exactly.
Just stay by your phone. Can you get back here in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Because if I get my ass, and that's what I do, though. I'd be like, so I get caught up like, where's all your soldiers at? I was like, oh, I sent them in. The saw car, you can't be having it. I'm like, I get them up when they first aren't right there. I'm like, look, I done told y'all, y'all can't be going. But they would always have my back because I would always
fake as hell.
I'm like, first sergeant, I told them.
Oh, fuck, man.
But that's how you got to be. I think that's how you got to be in everything. Yeah, you know?
Absolutely.
You don't have to be the strickler. I mean, some people, that's just their thing.
You can't take shit too serious.
You only get one life.
I mean, that is war. That you might war. Take
no,
that.
No, not at all. Okay, good okay point. No, that's, good no, point. That's good different. Point. Different.
You know what? You know what? You got me now. I'm on your side. Yeah, no, it's war.
War is that's different. You are, but you're just working. Like, you're working 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
No days off.
Yeah.
Shit. So it's not like, but I'm talking about when you're back out.
But you got a Hellcat.
No.
Did that make it worth it?
A Hellcat? I got a
Isn't
Camaro.
That the whole joke?
No, come on.
Right. Oh, hold up. Wait a second.
Oh, so you didn't
so get as good of a car. Yeah. Right. Like, hold on. I had a V6.
It was a V6.
The insurance was under $400. Okay. First of all.
Oh, fuck. Man.
What year?
It was 2012. It was brand new. Oh. And I was driving it back home, right? I just got back from deployment. And I'm driving it still in my fatigue because, like, back then it was like you had the gray, and remember those gray kind of digital fatigues? Mm. And then when you went to Afghanistan, you got the brown ones, so the one they wear now. And so I was wearing that. I was driving back home. I was speeding like him. I was probably going like 97. And he pulled me over, and he was like, you fucking going 97? I was like, yeah, I just got back from deployment. I'm thinking he's going to let
Leaning
me go.
On that, yeah.
He walks back to his car, comes back, literally throws his stuff at me. He was like, he throws my insurance and shit back at me. And he's like, here goes a ticket. He was like, I bet your family wants to see you get home safe. And it was a reckless driving ticket. He didn't arrest me, but Dang. Then I went back to, like, it was in like Tennessee somewhere, and I went back to settle the, I thought I had court, but I went on the wrong day, and the defense attorney happened to be there. He was like, Camaro, huh? It's a pretty fast car. I was like, yeah, that's why I didn't know how fast I was going. He's like, you're good.
Damn,
just like that.
Hell yeah.
The cop wasn't having that shit. That shit has never worked for me. Me being in the military has never, really? When I was in, like, I would literally be like, I just got back from the point lying. I wasn't even coming back from the point. And they'd be like, yeah, you still
Have you ever seen someone do stolen valor? Have you ever caught someone wearing a uniform that's just not right? Or
No.
Would you be pissed if you did?
I love watching those videos.
I get pissed about when real army people, like, it's always when they first get in, but they wear they'll wear their PT shirt out to a bar, like a jacket. It's like, it's that army on the back. I'm like, you can't get there. I mean, that's the worst shit in the world. You wear like their boots, like their work. You're wearing work boots to a bar.
Yeah.
But they're cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you don't understand.
They look the least cool out of everybody there.
I'm sure they're trying to, and in their head they're like, I'm definitely bringing a chick.
Can't tell
home
me
tonight.
Shit about this new jacket. It's free.
It's the only clean shirt I got.
Oh fuck.
Oh shit.
Says here you've done house party comedy. What does that mean?
House party comedy. I did. Roy Hairston had a show that. It was out in the sticks, dude. It was in, like, just, like, a random field. And there was, like, 15 or 20 people there, and we did a show for him. It was interesting, that's for sure. It was very interesting. Ash Kennedy was there.
Shout out, Will Ash.
And she, I think she closed the show, and I think she was supposed to do, like, 10 or 15 minutes, and she ended up doing, like, she just kept going for, like, 25, just roasting these... these like hillbilly hick guys that were, because, you know, a couple of them went up there. They were like, I guess Roy had a couple of them like going up to try stand up. They don't really do stand up, but wanted to try, like, that type of deal. So he went up and like started saying, you know, some offensive, you know, some boy, you know, someone who just starts comedy and is a hillbilly. You can imagine what would happen. And Ash went up and just tore them apart for like 25 minutes straight. It was glorious to watch.
But hey, she's so good.
She is, dude. Hilarious. Oh,
God, she's hilarious.
Hilarious.
And like, she's dark, but does it in a way where you're having fun. You know what I mean? That's hard. That's a hard thing to do.
Or there. Yeah. Sorry. We might need to correct that. What? There. Not she's, right?
No. Oh.
I don't know. I know. That's what I'm saying.
No, I think Ash, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Ash is as a she.
Okay.
I hung out with her. She's a she.
I'm just trying to get it right. Okay, guys.
Let's
All right. Back up. We're gonna edit that, guys. Okay? Yeah. Next.
But I mean, I could be wrong too. She probably like Tom doesn't know. The fuck.
I don't know if we apologize, Ash. Either way, we apologize.
Like, oh, that's them.
And I'm bad at it. I'm bad at names too. Like, let me try to say your last Demascola.
That's good, yeah.
What is it?
Demascola. Yeah.
Demascola. You said it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I called him Patton for multiple times. Like on stage.
We have a podcast. We have
I think you said on the first podcast too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you also spelled Jalen's name
wrong. Yeah. Brandon, the first time, for some reason, I don't know why, I had his number on my phone and everything. We were at Cannabar, and I kept on calling him Matt.
Matt.
He never corrected. Never corrected. So I was like, Matt.
Do you remember that?
No. That's when we sometimes throwing the football. Just go with the flow. I just like, all right, man.
Yeah, all right. That's what's up.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, what's up,
man? I'm feeling Matt.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I like that.
All right, cool. You know, since we clean this out, I'm bad with that stuff, too. I forget names, birthdays, everything. I can't even tell you half of my family's birthdays. Like my mom. My mom, she come in, she be like, hey, man, what's my birthday? I be like, it's the 28th. She's like, no, it's 26. I'm like, fuck. And then they like, don't talk to me for 2 months. I'm like, all right.
I don't care about my birthday. Are you a big birthday person?
See, I'm not, but my wife's family, dude, they're celebrate. Look, I have 20 nieces and nephews from on her, you know, in her family, and they celebrate every birthday. Okay, every kid's birthday, every adult's birthday, every week we basically have a goddamn birthday.
Jesus.
It's crazy, dude. We're like, listen, guys, we have got to consolidate here. Okay, you know, all the kids in 1 month, we do one birthday. It's crazy. They take it so serious. Which I had one birthday party, I think, growing up. One birthday party.
Damn.
Yeah, Laser Dome when I was 9. That's pretty. I still remember. That's it, dude. Laser Dome, birthday, dude. Laser tag. You can't beat it. Yeah. Dude. Yeah,
dude, we need to do a laser tag,
dude. That would be amazing. I don't even know if there's one around here.
They got something over in Athens.
There's one at
it's like a.
I can't remember what the place is called, but there's one in like the Huntsville area.
Is it Stars and Stripes?
We should definitely go.
I think they do have one.
Stars and Stripes might have.
Really?
Yeah.
They have one in Hampton Cove too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love that shit. Hell yeah. I would absolutely go.
We should go paintball.
Paintball.
All you need is field for that.
Yeah, and you can rent the paintball guns from them, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that would be sick.
Hell yeah, and the gear.
Let's do it. That'd be hilarious.
I'm down too.
Brandon's losing.
No.
Who do you think would be the best at paintball?
Ooh. In the whole scene?
Yeah, in Huntsville County. Who's the dream squad? Like three people.
I mean, you got to go with a vet, in my opinion. Like you have to go with one of the vets.
You got the experience.
I can shoot.
If Dom's drunk.
Yeah,
he's hitting everybody.
Is that it?
Oh yeah.
That would be
a
like
lot of practice, drinking and shooting shit, dude. He's like, yeah. I've had a lot of practice drinking and shooting guns, dude. Yeah, I'd probably say you, Dom. Yeah. You or
I could take some people out.
Who else is a vet? Roy, maybe.
Oh yeah.
I'm taking Alex for sure.
Alex, he's small, so he's
gonna, ruthless.
Yeah.
He's ruthless.
Ruthless aggression.
I feel like
he can hide a lot of places.
Jalen?
Jalen could get us. I feel like he'd be a good shot.
You think Jalen would be
quick, right?
He's like a pacifist.
Yeah, he's
peaceful. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, guys, I don't
know. But if he wanted
to. Yeah, he would. Yeah,
he won.
Guys, I really don't think we
should. Yeah.
Dang it, that's good.
He cracks me up. I love Jalen.
It's probably somebody in the scene that shoots for real. Like
I'm sure.
Because like I shoot, but hunters, you know, those type of people who have like that can just shoot on their property, they can shoot way better than me.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take me out to a range or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, let's do
an M4. Well, they call it a AR here now.
Right. Let's do it. Yeah, I've been to a shooting range once.
What'd you shoot?
Just some pistol my buddy he was one of those ones he bought that like put together yourself. He like built the pistol himself, and then we went and shot that. It was a piece of shit, but yeah, I'm trying to shoot a real gun. Never done it. I need to buy a gun too. I probably shouldn't say that. I have plenty of guns at my house.
Yeah, so my house. I got bombs in here, bitches.
Oh, okay.
Little boy, this motherfucker. Brought it back, dude.
Any moment.
I got a 50 cal in there. It's probably legal for me to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Luckily, nobody's gonna hear this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh shit. Yeah, dude. So when you think you're gonna start coming back?
I should be able to hear, like, I with Mila, mm-hmm. my 2-year-old, I started coming out again. I was hitting mics here and there, and luckily throughout this whole time I've been able to get booked on like roughly 2, maybe 3 shows a month. Normally it's starting mm-hmm. to slow down a little because I've, you know, been away for so long that now it's really starting to, but luckily this whole time I've been able to kind of, you know, have a show every couple weeks mm-hmm. to, and I've been like trying new material just at shows because I don't have, you know, I really haven't been going to mics. So, mm-hmm. like, I'd try a new joke at a show. A lot of times it would eat shit or, you know, do okay. But, like, hopefully with Mila, I was starting to be able to come out again. And then with Madeline, just, you know, 4 months ago, having her, it was like, okay, well, now I need to slow down again. I just can't. I get up at 3:34 for work, get done, go with the kids, and then it's like, at the end, every morning, I'm like, I'm going to a mic tonight. Every morning when I start the day is I'm going to a mic. And then by the end of the day, it's like, holy shit. Like, you know what I mean? I can't.
That's too crazy. 3 o'clock in the morning.
And I've noticed with Mila, like, you know, getting around 1, 1.5, 2, like, you know, within that range, mm-hmm. it started to get way easier in terms of, like, you know, just how much you need to do mm-hmm. for her, you know, obviously. So it was a lot easier then, and then now, just with her, it's like puts you right back into that. And so I think give me, you know, another couple. I think I'm going to start coming out soon, like mm-hmm. now. I'm going to start trying to get out as much as I can. There's also like a lot of dad guilt with it too, right? Yeah. Like it's hard for me to be like, here's this open mic where I need to do this to get better at stand-up. But then there's also like spending time with my daughters, and it's like it's hard for me to make this outweigh mm-hmm. spending time with my daughters. Like it makes, I'm like, it's not, it's hard for me to be like, it's worth it to go to this mic tonight. Yeah. Then, you know, because a lot of times Carrie's exhausted and it feels like I'm like, I don't want to, you know, can't, I don't want to leave her. It just, and she would let me, she's mm-hmm. cool with shit. She would let me, she tells me all the time, go, it's on me that I stay most of the time. But I'm hoping in the next couple weeks start coming out a little more, next couple months, and then hopefully by the time she's getting close to 1, I'll be back out full throttle, hopefully.
Hell yeah, man.
And, you know, that's the plan, because I used to beat myself up over it. I used to be like, why, like, I need to get out, what am I doing, I'm wasting, like, you know, this, that, and the other, and then I was just like, I need to stop putting so much pressure on it. When I get back out, I get back out, like, this is time right now that I'm not going to get back, you know, mm-hmm. with my daughters. They're going to be this age one time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, enjoy it. Stop worrying about it. Because it really took me out of enjoying it, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like always beating myself up. I need to be out there doing, getting better at comedy, this and that. And it's like, just chill out.
And you got time.
Just chill. And, you know, when it feels right and I can start coming back out, which I think it's, my life is great now. Mm-hmm. Right now, like, you know, a year ago, year and a half ago, it was fucking rough. Mm-hmm. It was just tough. It was such a culture shock to me having kids. It was like, holy shit, like, I know I always wanted this, but this is, you don't know until you have kids. That's just the reality of it. You don't know till you have them.
100% of people say that it has to be true.
Yeah, man.
You just don't know.
It really is. And it was a complete culture shock. And for a while, I like really wasn't, not that I wasn't accepting it. It was just like, it was hard for me to be like happy.
Your
about
dad
it
mode
at the
now.
Time. Yeah, like, it was like, fuck, man, like, I found this thing I love, but I also love my children. Like, there's like this mm-hmm. weird dichotomy, you know, and it messed with me for a while, but now I feel like I'm in a good place. You know, kids are great, Carrie's happy, we're, you know, I feel good about, and I feel like I could really start coming out soon, and, you know, I feel like I'm ready.
And Asim would love to have
a new chapter.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I miss all you guys. I miss seeing everybody. I feel like I haven't seen any of these new mics. I'm excited to go out. Like, there's so much, like, excitement for me because it's all brand new, really. Like, mm-hmm. it feels like there's a whole new scene now. Like, the when I started, pop. Dude, there was... just like it felt like kind of a handful of like people. Like there wasn't really much of a scene when I started. Well, that's not true. I shouldn't say that. That there was a scene, and
but like
I had
a lot of those people are not here no more, right?
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah, some of them left, like okay. Brent and all them, and
shout out Brent.
Yeah, and Heath. Yeah. And, I love Brent. But now this scene is crazy. There's so many funny people now. All you guys are fucking funny. It's crazy. It's awesome to see, man. I mean, everyone doing their thing. It's awesome.
I also just love the whole time. He's like telling this really like empowering story about finding balance in your life. And in my head, I'm just thinking for Dom, it's like, do I go to this mic or do I take a nap? You
know, like, I wish that was what was going through my head.
That's exactly it.
I miss those times, okay? Those are times I miss. I always say it to Carrie. I'm like, do not just think about the times before. Like, do not just sit there and ponder about it for fucking hours. I swear to God, I love my kids. I'm really sounds like I don't, but I do.
Every That's parent, just dad.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Every parent knows. I've never met one of my friends. Oh, because I'm old. You know, I'm 36. Mm-hmm. All my friends have kids. They all say the same thing. They literally they'll say I love them so much. Like I love them, but
they suck.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Do you want kids?
No.
No. No.
You see, the thing with me is I'm a child.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't.
Same. That's what's crazy. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
I mean, if it happened, you know, I'd probably be, you know, probably like you. You know, I love them, but
That didn't sound the same.
And it probably wouldn't be the same with me. I probably just
didn't feel the same.
I could be doing something else right now.
You're like, but it's crazy though. Like I'm 21 now, so like I just got my first like wedding invitation in the mail from like one of my friends that I grew up with, and I was like,
that's gonna happen
shit,
a
dude,
lot. Man, yeah,
it's happening, dude. Like,
yeah, you're right there.
You fell for it.
Are you going?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Weddings
I'm
are fun, dude.
It'll Especially be the first the like people. Friends wedding. I'm
okay,
gonna, I went
actually,
to like family.
Times.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It'll be first friend wedding. It's gonna be dope.
Yeah,
like, the wedding invitation was beautiful. I was like, I know he had nothing to do with this guy, you know. Like,
we never do. Yeah.
This guy has said some abominable things, some terrible shit. Nobody that has said those things can create something this beautiful.
Yeah, you're gonna start getting a lot of those though. Going to wedding. I mean, you're 21. That's like prime age for that. And then after that, kids are gonna start coming too. All your friends are gonna start having kids. Does that feel weird? Like, do you look at your friends and it's like,
yeah, it's kind of a thing of like imposter syndrome, because I'm like, on paper, I guess 21 you can get married and then have a kids a few years later, and that like is viable, makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just like, me, no. Like, that's not even a thought in my mind,
dude. At 21, oh my god, dude. No. I would
be in shambles.
I was on heroin, doing roofing, popping Xanax, and eating.
And I'm just not ready to give that up.
Amen.
Doing the whole cocktail. Yeah.
Brandon is not even 21 yet. He said, same year.
He said he'll be telling his business.
It's good. No, you're good.
I didn't know it was like that.
I'm almost there, man.
Almost
you know what's
there.
Fucked up, though? Y'all talking about people having kids. Dude, when I was like 15, that's when everybody started having kids in my like class.
15?
Dude, we had somebody that was 12 in my school have one. Like, I remember she was older than me. And we were like, she would always bring the kid, and all the teachers like, oh, look at your kid. And I was like, I was like, this normal.
I will say, when I was a student teacher for a high school, there was like pregnant students, multiple.
When I was in,
couldn't imagine.
When I was in junior high, I was in eighth grade. This dude was in sixth grade and had two children with a grown woman. Now, looking back,
I think he's a G. Right when you throw a grown woman in, I'm like, okay, he's got it. He knows what he's doing.
He's at least 2 years younger than our class, and he thinking back on it, like, nobody said anything. You know what I mean?
That's it's like a reverse Carl Malone, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still. I mean, probably still together. I guarantee they're probably still together.
Is that better or worse? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Man, is that kind of like that show, That's My Boy?
Imagine being their kid, though, and growing up and being like, wait, how old are you? Like,
yeah.
Oh, damn.
They probably won't figure it out till they're like 18, though. You know, you don't really think about it.
I didn't figure mine out until I was like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you'd be like, hold on.
It's like, wait a second. How old were you?
Wait a minute. Fuck. Yeah, my father-in-law when my father-in-law got my mother-in-law pregnant, He was 21. She was 15.
Wow.
How old are they though? I'll give you this.
I just looked around like, man. Yeah, yeah.
They're still together?
Yeah, yeah, they're together.
How old were they though? They're older?
Yeah, they're, I mean, now he's in his 60s.
Yeah.
Oh, statute of limitations.
Back then. Yeah, yeah. Back then it was different. Yeah. Like my grandma, she was
they were in Italy too. So I should say that, right? Okay, yeah. That makes it okay.
That's real shit. Yeah. That's real, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's literature, dude.
That's a story. Mm-hmm.
Things that happen in foreign countries aren't real.
Exactly. We all know that.
I've never seen them.
Hell yeah, Alex. Well, this is the end of the podcast.
All right,
thank you so much. You are a great guy.
Thank you, you guys, man.
You know that, right?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good conversation.
You're really good.
All right, cool. I appreciate that because I wasn't sure if it was good, but that makes me feel good.
Oh, all right. Thanks so much for the picture.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh, dude.
It's dope. With this nice chestnut frame.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys like the frame. You can keep the frame.
Oh, hell yeah. All
right, yeah.
See, I've been procrastinating doing the background. We got a lot of stuff we're going to put up there.
I like all the
background. This wall was supposed to be blue like 2 months ago.
Wait, where's that picture of you guys?
We still have it over here.
Oh, okay. All right, it's over there.
We gotta frame it, and then I wanted to wait till we paint this all blue because the whitewash on the background kind of hard on people's eyes. But yeah, this will be
I love the whole setup, man. You're going to have to, if I ever start a podcast, I'm calling you.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yo, are you a Funko fan?
What's that?
Are you a Funko Pop fan?
Funko Pop?
Yes.
I'd be lying if I said I was a fan, but
he's a casual. Godfather one, man, if you want it.
Hey, man, I think my daughter would love it, so, okay. You know, that's the best I can say with that. I'll be honest, if I told you I was going to do something with it, that'd be lying.
Stolen Valor.
It would just end up, yeah, Stolen Valor, exactly, exactly.
All right,
man.
So what you going to do now? Any socials or anything you got going on?
Yeah, my Instagram is AlexDLive. There's a period somewhere. I think it's Alex D. Period Live. I should know my socials. But that's my Instagram. And then Alex D. Mascola on Facebook. That's pretty much all I need to start having a better presence on social media. But that's basically where you'd find me and all my... I'll post my, you know, dates there and on Instagram. And yeah, that's...
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, thanks again.
Cool.
Man.
Thank you. Hey, appreciate you guys, man.
Appreciate you. Cool.